So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth with your host Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. It is a show with two attorneys, but it is not about the law, Dave, at least not that much about the law. It is about the law, if you will, of mindset, of success. We love doing this show. Dave, we got another great guest here. So let's just get right to it, because I know already since we, before we even started, we started yapping. So yeah. We have a lot of yapping to do.
So excited. The dopamine dealer of LinkedIn.
Dopamine
Josh,
dealer.
I love the name, right? Joshua B. Lee. The dopamine dealer. And look, that is such a great nickname, but there's so much history behind it too, Joshua, in a sense that over 20 years, you built 16 businesses. You have a book called Balance is Bullshit and a beautiful marriage with two beautiful children. I guess, does that get updated?
Three now.
Yeah, so.
I want to say, just because we're talking to lawyers here, I do not deal dopamine for real. You know how many people online go, well, how much does that cost? Like, do you sell it in ounces? And I'm like.
There's no more nuance left in the world. Everything has to, yeah, people either have to hit you over the head with a club to get your attention, or they're just not paying attention. Just like your book. It doesn't say, I'm not going to say the bad word that you just said, Dave. The B, his word doesn't say the full word. It's got little asterisk-y things to it.
And producer Jerry will bleep that out, I'm sure. You know, but I am all about authenticity, Joshua. And right, this is one of the things that we're going to talk about is authenticity on social media. But just a little background here, Joshua's been in the game since MySpace. In fact, he had clients, MySpace, Google, driving $500 million of marketing budget and over 35 trillion online impressions. And he's got his own company now, Standout Authority. And I have seen Joshua on multiple webinars, because if anyone's following me, I got a little extra attention in the LinkedIn game this year, really upping my game with value. And Joshua is one of the people that has taught me about being authentic, providing value, and getting away from the AI stink that's going on right now, bringing the humanity back into social media. Mm-hmm. So Joshua, it is such a pleasure to have you. I cannot wait for this conversation.
Excited for it as well, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, so I didn't know about that introduction. And this is something, if I think I'm hearing you correctly, and I think I do. You know, we talk about all this stuff, Joshua, and I'm like, we're losing connectivity, all right? I know that things are moving very quick, and I know that AI can be very appealing in certain ways and satisfying. I'm dealing with the situation with that right now. But I'm just really finding, you're giving me hope. I think I'm going to hear you give me hope. I'm finding it really hard to continue to put my message into ChatGPT for it to ChatGPT it so that it goes out in the world. I just won't do it because it's just not me. Thoughts?
Well, I mean, look, Bob, I mean, here's the whole piece, right? Like, I spent years monetizing the web. You know, like David said, one of my first clients was MySpace. I actually helped them design one of the first social media ads to be able to monetize their traffic. All those $1 billion in advertising, all the trillions in traffic, like there's a huge difference in actually traffic and actually true engagement. And for me, I realized I didn't help that many people. I sold some things, but I don't know how much change I did. And it wasn't something I could stand up in front of my kids and be like, hey, look what I accomplished. So like, that's my mission, man, to be able to go in and how do we actually humanize the web? Because you're right, we're more connected than ever before, but we're actually more disconnected than ever before, especially now with AI. If we don't allow that to come through, like we always, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, guys. And so like, let's be honest, like we've all heard the content is king, right?
Mm-hmm.
Content's not king anymore, right? There's so much content. I mean, like I guarantee you I've sat at on a Friday night with my wife going, man, there's nothing to watch on TV. BS. There's too much to watch and I can't figure out what I want to be able to do. And we sit there and she's like, if you don't pick something soon, I swear I'm gonna kill you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to need a lawyer. But you know, that whole aspect, like guys, quality is queen, right? It's being able to go in there and actually being able to put you into your content. And I think that's what people are missing out on. And guess what? ChatGPT can't do that because it doesn't know you and it doesn't know how humans actually process emotion, because emotion is what allows us to be able to make decisions. We make decisions based on some degree of love or hate. We don't make decisions being indifferent. And that's what people are putting.
I'm curious because, you know, I would love to continue. You know, it's funny Dave used the word authentic. When I was in public life at a certain point in time, I remember noting to myself, I've never felt more inauthentic than I have at this particular point in time. And the reason for that was I was giving a lot of my power away to other people. Perception, you know, it was a very high level position. It was very, a lot of people were looking at what you were doing. So, but I was conscious of it, right? I was mindful of that, and tried not to do that. So my question though is, do you think that AI and all this technology is going to be like life imitating art and eventually you're just going to have to do it? Or is that human connectivity that we're talking about never going to change no matter how sophisticated AI gets, if that makes sense?
You know, I don't think it's going to change. Now look, here's the whole piece. I look at AI as a tool, right? It is not an appliance. And this is the biggest thing where everyone thinks it's going. It might get there at some point, but currently it's not. It's not like my dishwasher where I can put a dish in and it just, well, let's just be honest. I can't put a dish in the dishwasher anyway. We all know you got to wash the dish before you put the dish in, right? That's the same thing with AI. It's a tool, guys. So, I mean, that's the whole piece. Like in a tool in the right hand, it's like a paintbrush in an artist's hand. It can create a masterpiece, or it can be like my kids just doing some finger painting, right? And like, that's the whole piece that people understand. So we have to be able to have that human, because if without that, it doesn't actually exist in a way that actually makes sense. And so that's the piece that I want everyone to understand. Like me, I can use some of these AIs as reference. It's great. It's not that it can be me, but it actually can research that information faster for me to give me knowledge that then I can take and actually relate back to my own story. Because as human beings, we want to be able to connect with other people. That's commonality. And that's what we look for. And you can't do that without a backstory and being able to have those relatable opportunities.
Let's talk a little bit about that backstory. Because, you know, one thing that Bob and I have learned about our content creation strategy in the past is that we're on television a lot. And we really had an abundance of look at us on television. And really, I think that's been the huge shift with us recently in our content creation, is that we have to diversify the content. What other things do you recommend for anybody trying to really push their backstory and messaging out?
Here's the whole piece. No matter what it is, if I'm doing a video, if I'm creating static content, if I'm doing a carousel, being able to go through, excuse me, guys. You know, the biggest thing I want you to think about is the 10-20-70 method of creating content. The biggest problem is everyone's always like, hey, here's my, look at, no one cares about their shiny objects. And again, since, you know, Bob, we were talking earlier about not using bad language, again, usually most people say something different about the shiny object, but that's that whole piece, right? Like no one cares about your shiny things. And so we have to understand that 10-20-70 is how we actually build content, no matter what medium it is. 10% of your content needs to be personal. Human beings connect with other human beings. I call this my door to the couch mentality. Compared to me knocking on your door saying, hey, I'm Joshua Lee. I'm here to be able to sell you windows, your neighbor down the street. No, we're closing the door on that half the time, right? But Dave, you and I are sitting on the couch hanging out and I'm like, man, I got this new pin. Because of that commonality, because of that 10% bond that we have, you're probably like, dude, tell me more. Why'd you get that pen? So 10% of your content needs to be that human. I don't need to know when your kids are going to school, but I should know that you have them, right? 20% of your content needs to be around your company, but not what you can do for someone. I mean, gentlemen, I have to believe you guys have some amazing stories. Some you probably can't share, but it needs to be storytelling, right? What have you done for somebody else, right? Really being able to allow people to be able to see themselves in that story. Right? Talking about not only what you do for your clients, but what you do within the company, how you two have fun outside of the business, right? Being able to go through them. And then 70% of your content, be an aggregator of value, right? Educate your audience. We live in a world where people are trying to be able to consume. They believe they can do it themselves. If someone's going to want to work with me, I want someone that's educated on what I do and why I do it and how I do it. Because if they go in and I sell someone to work with me, I have to continue to sell them because they don't understand. They're not educated enough. But if I use that 70% of education, the aggregation of value, man, they come in, I've got an educated, inspired person asking to be able to work with me, comparably to me having to sell them. Make sense?
Oh, it makes sense.
Hopefully I answer your question. Of course, we can go through video and content, but like, it's the basis of that content that matters, not so much the vehicle of what it is.
I think that you're dealing with so many different stratas of individuals that are at such different learning curves and maturity levels, you know, that it's very, like Dave and myself, like Dave, I have a little disagreement with Dave about this and respectfully. Since we started the Bianchi Law Group, when we left being prosecutors, I think that we've actually done more than any law firm that I'm aware of that tries to improve the human condition, whether that's through mental health and addiction resources and training kids and mindset and lectures that we've given, and even having an inspirational blog on our website, which was unusual, getting trained by Dr. Brené Brown as lawyers so that we could help our clients better. I agree with Dave that from a marketing point of view, we the TV appearances were things that, you know, just seemed like the easy thing to put out there as far as content. But I think that I have a different perspective as to what I'd like to get out and how I'd like to get it out than Dave does. As business partners, we want to look, we really love who we are. We respect our business. We really work very hard to deliver excellent, ethical, and hard-hitting results for our clients. Anybody can say it, but we're living it. And I guess I would say, does somebody go to you and say, how do we package this to show this to people who we are and separate us from the rest of the crowd when there are 98,000 fellow lawyers in the mighty army of lawyers in the state of New Jersey?
You just did. I mean, like, let's be honest. I love that you and Dave are not the same. If y'all were, like, you're wasting. Same thing, my wife and I, right? She left corporate 2.5 years ago. We're not the same. We don't align on everything that we go through. You know, female, male. She comes from the corporate world. I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years, right? We're able to cover two sides of the gambit. That's what's beautiful about both of y'all. Being able to come in, you're able to say, show two perspectives. They get a win-win with that. At the same time, all those things that you're doing, you're right. There's a million lawyers out there, probably in your one zip code, right? So I want to be able to make sure that I align and that's great. Like, there's a lot of lawyers that can help me win. But in today's world, it's not all about that, right? They want to be able to have someone that understands them and connects. By you being able to do all those things, you're going to be able to pick up those clients. I want y'all to be able to share that more, to be able to talk about that more, and to be able to relate why you do those things and how it impacts what you do for the business. Right? That's what's going to really drive the, because clients are great. We can all go after clients. Clients are a one-to-one game, right? It's exhausting. I want y'all to build advocates, because advocates will bring you 1,000 clients. And by sharing what you do there, that's what's going to bring advocates into your business.
Right. I love it. I love it. Well, that's a perfect opportunity to take a break here at WMTR Radio, Something About the Truth. We'll come back on the other end and discuss how that actually gets done and what you do to make those dreams a reality for companies. We'll be right back.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
Welcome back to WMTR Radio, Something About the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We're listening to some pretty awesome stuff here. So, all right, we are getting some dopamine dealing here on LinkedIn. I got to see what the connection with that is. But you talk about making our dreams come true. So am I presuming your company is dealing with other companies and taking in who they are and trying to give them that unique ability to, in a sense, market themselves?
We do. So we actually kind of come in, Bob, and we actually become the people that we represent, right? First and foremost, like, this is why I love you guys, what you talked about, what you're interested in, because like, if people come to me and they go, hey, Josh, I want to get leads, I'm not their guy, right? That's just called spamming. And that's what most people do on LinkedIn. But if you're here to be able to educate, inspire, and add value to this world, I got your back. And those are the people that we work with. They're trying to be able to add value to this world, not just monetize it. Mm-hmm. And that's the big shift, right? When we find those people, we're able to be able to come in and look, we've worked with amazing humans from John Maxwell to VPs at Microsoft, right? On all sides of the gambit. But what it's all about is how do we actually humanize that brand? So when I talk about humanizing a brand, the best way I can actually usually be able to say this, guys, is if, unless you're car guys, like if I said Mercedes, Porsche, or Tesla, what human's name comes to mind?
Elon.
Most often it's Tesla. It's Elon Musk, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Most people couldn't tell you who runs Porsche or Mercedes, even though they've been around decades longer. Mm-hmm. And that's what we come in to be able to do, right? We come to be able to understand someone's voice, their mannerisms, their tonality, to be able to come now on LinkedIn, because it's one of the most powerful platforms on there. Because guys, I've been doing this for 20 years. There is no B2B or B2C. Business to business, a business consumer, or just ways to diversify ad spend. Right? Yeah. Everything is H2H, human to human, because every company is run by another human being. Most marketers forget that. And so when we step in, we're creating those conversations that build relationships, because relationships open up opportunities. So we come in and really take over. And because of that, LinkedIn's one of the most powerful platforms. I mean, guys, we can get into it, but like Microsoft owns them and what they're doing with, we talked a little bit about OpenAI, about AI. Microsoft's investment in OpenAI, it's going to change the future of business and the future of search with what's going on LinkedIn right now.
Yeah, I know. I think that Dave's going to talk to you forever about this, but I think that, you know, Dave, I always laugh. He's the guy that turns the knobs and pushes the buttons here at the Bianchi Low Group. But we had a lot of flashy, sizzly stuff to put up there. And I think we have the opposite problem of most of our colleagues. We have a lot of content. But it all went for flash, sizzle, and the shiny object. It wasn't that we meant it to be that way. What was sad about what happened to us until Dave decided that we were going to jump into the LinkedIn game and we're only neophytes at it right now, was that we believe we have such a value proposition to what you just said, that we aren't here to monetize things. We are here to make people's lives better. That is so important, but that message never got through.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's that whole piece, right? It's being able to tell the story consistently, clear, consistent content. And it's, I'm going to be honest, y'all talked about TV, like overproduced. I'm waiting for a commercial, right? I'm waiting for the pitch. I want real and raw. I'd rather have seen this right here. I'd rather have someone on the side of y'all taking a phone and just recording some of the behind the scenes, right? Yeah. That's what we want to be able to see. Like I've worked with, you know, amazing humans. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Strategic Coach, you know, Dan over there. I mean, he's been around for a long time, but like I used to be able to tell him, like, look, people love you, but Dan Sullivan, he wrote a book called Who Not How. People know a lot about that book. I used to tell his partner Babs, I was like, please, like, it's great. People know you, but like, I need behind the scenes, like show me the real life. We've had too many people leaning on the damn Ferrari down the street, being authentic, being like, oh, I lived on the street. And you spent a night on the street because you passed out drinking too much. And that was your living on the street, right? And like entrepreneurs elaborate on that stuff. So like, that's what I want to see from you guys and have that be able to shine through. Cause you're right. You have a ton of content and the relationship between two of y'all actually make you more powerful on that platform than most people.
Yeah, you talk about human to human, Joshua, and really the reason that we're focused here on LinkedIn is other lawyers. The lawyers are there. And also the search on LinkedIn allows you to zero in on geographical title, right? That's the place. If you're talking about connecting with other lawyers, and for all lawyers out there, I don't care if you're in New Jersey, I don't care if you're in the United States, like all of us should be together helping each other, engaging with each other, boosting our content through the algorithms, because as we're joining each other's conversations in those comments, we're being seen by the audiences of the other lawyers. Can you talk a little bit about that, Joshua?
I mean, that's the whole piece, right? I mean, being engaged with people that engage with you, being able to rise up when we rise up together. Like, we all know, like, look, guys, you think I'm the only person that does LinkedIn? Look, and no, but that's not what I do, right? LinkedIn's the vehicle of what I use, right? I'm here to be able to humanize someone's brand. And that's where we kind of get disconnected, right? On, oh, well, Josh, another LinkedIn guy. The vehicle, right? The platform. I can do what I do across all platforms. What y'all are talking about, being able to go through, there are so many people out there there's enough fish in the sea for y'all to be able to work together. And if you actually do that, you're actually helping people, not pitting people against each other to be able to go in. Because, I mean, this is what we continue to be able to see with society, right? Everyone's in it for themselves. And they don't realize if you actually work together, you can not only accomplish your goals, but your clients' goals that much better and really be able to change this world. And LinkedIn's that platform because, look, Bob, I don't know if Dave's told you, you've seen this stuff, man. I know Dave's followed me around a lot on LinkedIn, but like because of that, I talked about that relationship, Microsoft owning LinkedIn and their partnership with OpenAI. Not only by working with other lawyers and being able to get more visibility on LinkedIn, you're getting super indexed on Google. So now it works as a highly, highly SEO. So like that content from your profile to your posts, to your articles are getting super indexed on Google. And we're talking about the future of search. I'm working with LinkedIn on the beta side. Guys, I'm telling you, they're doing what Elon was really doing with Twitter. He didn't care about owning a social media platform. He cared about the people on it and indexing their insights and algorithm for his next AI. And that's what they're doing with LinkedIn, the basis of it to be able to go where generative search is going. And so when you're doing this, you're setting yourself up not to be the expert, because I honestly did a post about this today, guys. There's a huge difference between expert and authority. Experts, everyone's an expert because of ChatGPT. You know, they just put it in there and I can tell you an expert on making post-it notes, right? I can pretend like I'm an expert, but an authority are those people that they go to every day. And that's what y'all are building right now because you become a destination website. And to be able to do that, you have to be able to actually work not only by yourself in that silo, but both of y'all, and then really be that authority within the industry that other lawyers want to be able to be around as well, to be able to really increase that opportunity.
Yeah, it's amazing you're saying this. We have an idea and a thought and a dream that we've kind of been toying around with for 10 years, probably more. And it's starting to come into focus and fruition right now. And it'd be game changing in the legal world. And, you know, just being able to leverage it the right way and building that community. And it's like you, like Dave, right? We're talking about community, right? Before COVID hit, we make sure that nothing that we do here is left we don't do that and we hang the phone up. We try to refer it to one of our strategic partners, for example, one of our community partners, building a community. Whereas you don't normally see that. So a lot of what you're saying resonates with me. And
yep.
Yeah, I'm all.
Want to highlight something for our audience too about LinkedIn. And what Joshua just said is you could be over there on Instagram and Facebook and post something, and that is going to get buried. You're not going to see that a week from now. It's going to be buried unless somebody shoots through your feeds, and it's rare that anybody's going through feeds. On LinkedIn, on the other hand, these posts, there are articles now, there are newsletters now, they are showing up in Google. Literally, because of the authority of LinkedIn on the platform itself, Google is giving it value and it's showing up in Google results almost like web pages are, right? So you got collaborative articles, you have newsletters. These new functions and features are coming out hot and heavy because, like Joshua said, Microsoft owns it. They were up 8% in the fourth quarter. They hit 1 billion users and Microsoft is not going away. Anything to add on that point? No, I don't own Microsoft, but I guess what? I've realized that LinkedIn is the place to go for professionals. Anybody that wants to connect, they should be focused on LinkedIn, growing a community on LinkedIn.
Well, Dave, let's talk about this too as you kind of go through, man. I mean, like you're 100% correct. Like I had someone engage in an article I wrote 4 years ago on LinkedIn on the post. Like that doesn't happen on other things. But at the same time, if we look back, you know, when we're talking about all the spam, the trash, and just the legal issues that these other social media platforms are dealing with these days, Congress had every single social media platform, maybe 2 months ago, I forget the time frame, you know, a couple of months back, that they had brought all the social media platforms to be able to talk about how they're regulating, you know, what they're doing, and the people that are on that platform. There's one platform that wasn't there, LinkedIn. And there's a reason, because they're doing it the right way.
Wow.
Yeah. I just want to make one point, and I know we got to conclude, Bob, but this is important to know for anybody considering LinkedIn, is that we're all getting these in-mail advertisements. and all these cold reach outs. That is not what we're talking about in this conversation. I get agitated. Joshua, I know you get agitated. We all get agitated at those reach outs. No,
we are talking
about... I got a couple while we were on this interview.
Exactly. Just one last point, Joshua, on this. What's the difference between those ads and building the community with value and authority?
Here's the whole thing. It's an ad. It's a pitch, right? We all get it. We all see it. It's human nature. I've been doing this for 20 years. I remember when no one actually knew what a paid link was on Google, right? We made a lot of money till the humans on the planet realized what was going on. Oh, that's paid. You skip past those first results on Google, right? Getting past the sponsor results. It's the same thing that's happening now. The way that I do it, guys, is just the things that my mom taught me how to be able to treat other human beings. The online algorithm, rather than facing LinkedIn or Facebook's or Instagram's algorithm, pay attention to the human algorithm. We've all been trained for the like, comment, share post, like, comment, share post. We're in this constant pattern. To create a stopgap in that pattern, engage with people that engage with you, right? Reach out. Hey, David, I saw you looked at my profile. I just want to reach out and say thank you, right? Love to be able to find out what pushed you to look me up. Bob, you like my recent post, man. I just want to reach out and say thank you. The other aspect, that's engaging people. You want to draw in your ideal audience, build that community. Dave, I saw your recent post with Bob on that interview you did with Josh, man. Really got a lot of value. Thank you, man. Love to be able to connect with you and find out what you're doing. Because the average person gets less than 1% engagement on LinkedIn, those thank yous create stopgap in someone's life because, again, it's something they take for granted. And that's what we're talking about, starting a conversation, not just a pitch, a conversation that creates a creates a relationship, because that's where relationships are where everything starts and creates massive opportunity for everyone, especially on LinkedIn.
Bang. Well said, Joshua.
All right. I would love to keep going, but unfortunately, we're going to have to close it out. So, Dave, let's do it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And for anyone that wants to find you, Joshua, where could they find you?
Surprise, surprise. Find me on LinkedIn, right? Joshua B. Lee on LinkedIn. But like, I'm not playing Pokemon on LinkedIn, y'all. I'm not trying to collect them all. What I want you to be able to do is tell me why you listen to Dave and Bob. And then that allows me to not only build a relationship with you, but also to be able to build a relationship with these guys as well. So that's what I want to be able to see. Send me a message. Tell me why you listen or why you're one of their clients.
Oh, great. That's Nothing But The Truth. And you could find us at nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com Saturday mornings on WMTR at 9:30 a.m. And Joshua, one thing that we have done recently too, we are also streaming these episodes on LinkedIn, in YouTube, on Facebook. So we will be tagging you. We will be sharing this. And everybody in our community and your community could listen to this Saturday when this airs. So we're looking forward to that.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bud.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my
relied on by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
To get a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.